My name is Joanne Sawyer Knoll. I would like for NPR to consider a submittance of an audio tape of my father's Memorial Day speech given in 1983 in Liberty, Indiana. My father, now deceased, was undoubtedly the first black American veteran to have the privilege of delivering such a speech in the town square before the townspeople of this farming community of 3,000 mostly Caucasian persons. I also believe that this tape very much expressed the who my father was and what drove him in his quest for honesty and integrity throughout his life.
Mr. Huntington, members of the American Legion, members of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, ladies and gentlemen, we have come together on this Memorial Day of 1983 to honor again the men and women of our military service who gave their lives that this nation could survive. I consider it a privilege to be able to speak to you and to convey to you some of my thinking as to what this day means to me and what our obligations are to the people whom we are honoring. When I was a very small boy in Anderson, Indiana, this day was a very special day. I can recall the American Legion band was there, the Drum and Bugle Corps from the Spanish-American War veterans was there. There were even a half dozen members of the Grand Army of the Republic on the speaker stand, along with the permanently wounded veterans of the First World War. The symbols of sacrifice were all around me. The survivors of the great conflicts were there, some healthy, some not so healthy, some mutilated for life. At that age, I was unable to comprehend the deeper implications of what I was seeing. I knew no one who had died in the Great War, and to me, it sounded like a great adventure. With some risk, of course. But what is adventure if there is no risk involved? I had to grow older and live through another war before I began to ask myself some questions. Were these people so different in their hopes and aspirations from the people that I was seeing around me? Did they have a special compulsion to go out and conquer the world? Did they risk their lives so that the survivors could go on a materialistic binge? Or did they feel that they were on some holy crusade? Reason and experience tell me